From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Adrienne Gonzalez. The Broward School District defended its disciplinary program called Promise last night at a community workshop. WLRN's Jessica Bakeman reports.
Superintendent Robert Renzi started the forum by saying he's not a liar.
There are some out there that are concerned that somehow we misled the public. Some will say we lied.
Renzi has said repeatedly that confessed shooter Nicholas Cruz had no connection to Promise, the disciplinary program that allows students who commit certain misdemeanors at school to get counseling instead of criminal charges. But his office admitted the link after WLRN learned from two sources that Cruz had been referred to the Promise program in 2013 for a vandalism incident in middle school. Runcie said the district hadn't confirmed Cruz's assignment to Promise until after our inquiry.
We have worked really hard to provide information that we can when people ask for it based on what we know.
The Broward District planned the forum at Piper High School in Sunrise so people could ask questions about Promise. School discipline policies have come under scrutiny since the February 14th shooting at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas. Ryan Petty, whose daughter Elena was killed in the shooting, attended the forum.
The records are taking a long time to release. We've heard different things over time. Those are not signs to me of transparency.
Petty is now on a new state commission investigating the shooting. I'm Jessica Bakeman in Sunrise.
And the state is objecting to a young woman's request to join an NRA lawsuit anonymously. The state attorney's office asked a federal judge last week to deny the request, arguing it is not justified. The 19-year-old woman from Alachua County is seeking to remain anonymous because she fears exposing herself could put her in danger. The concerns over the name have to do with a NRA lawsuit challenging the gun safety law Governor Rick Scott signed into law in March. This is WLRN News. I'm Adrienne Gonzalez.